From VOA Learning English, this is the Education Report. Students from China have a long history of coming to the United States for education. And this month, American educators expect high schools across the U.S. to enroll more Chinese students than ever. 17-year-old Grace Liu is one of about 30,000 Chinese citizens at American high schools. She grew up in Tianjin, a city of 14 million people on China's east coast. This fall, she is starting her third year of high school in the southeastern United States. Grace attends Raven Gap Nakuchi School in Raven Gap, a small community in the state of Georgia. She sounds very happy with her surroundings.
The people here is really nice, and we say hi to each other, and even though we don't know each other. People here help me a lot, and the environment here is really good.
Anthony Scro heads the Raven Gap School. He says Chinese applications or requests to attend the school have risen sharply.
The first couple students came in the 1980s, late 80s, and they have come significantly greater numbers in the last 15 years.
Many of the students are from China's growing middle class. They want a good education and an advantage, a better chance to compete for places in America's most respected universities. Attending schools outside China also means an escape from the intense competition at schools inside China. Memorization by rote is common there. This method of learning through memory exercises uses up a lot of time. It can keep students from taking part in sports or interest groups. In addition, Chinese students in the U.S. do not face the Chinese examination, Gaokao. It is designed to measure a student's ability to do college work. Many students in their home country worry about this difficult test. Anthony Scro says some of Raven's citizens have expressed displeasure about the young Chinese arrivals.
That was the argument when the Chinese started coming in large numbers. Why are we educating our enemies? And my response to people around this is the world in which we grew up in is very different than the world these students are growing up in today.
Mr. Scro says his students see stories about China when they open a newspaper or watch television news. He says they also will know five students from that country. 17-year-old Yvette Yang says she and her Chinese classmates are part of a new future. The number of international students attending university in the United States is also reaching record numbers. 800,000 foreign students were studying at American colleges in 2012. And that's the VOA Learning English Education Report. I'm Jerry Watson.